No, it can't be. It can't be. It is. It is. It's Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty has awoken. Sleeping Beauty is awake. How kind of you to grace me with your presence on the night shift. I am just being a bitch. I'm being a bitch. I'm being sarky and snippy, and I am... Oh no, I sound like my dad. I sound like my dad. Oh, that's not good. I hate this. I hate this. I hate that he still has the power to make me this teenage emo vampire. I haven't been a teenager in hundreds of years. So how's your nap? I mean, actually, not sarcastically. I do want to know, because I know adjusting to the night shift is difficult. When I adjusted to my permanent night shift, it was awful, but that's mostly because of my dad. Thankfully, you don't have to deal with my dad because you just slept through his visit. Yeah, he came calling. That was great. I hate that vampire so much. I mean, just so, so damn much. I have never hated someone as much as I hate him. And I'm so het up now. I'm so stressed. I'm so tense. I mean, look at me. I'm tense. Oh, I hate this. I hate this. See, these are the sounds I make when he's around. I just... Sorry. You don't need that. You don't need to hear me. I just... Oh, I am... I'm all right. I mean, I'm not, but I am. Customer service, smile. Smile, smile, smile. That was a snarl. That's it's probably best if you man the counter for a while because this is not customer friendly. And yes. So I'll go in the back. I'll Do I want to talk about it? Yes? I mean, no? I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, I do, but I don't know if I should. Well, I do know that I should, but I don't know if I want to. I mean, I do want to, but No. It's not that you're not my friend. You are my friend. Of course we're friends. I am just... I have daddy issues. I have a lot of daddy issues, and it's not a mortal thing. I can't believe I said that. That sounds like my dad. I sound like my dad. I am... See? The noises just don't stop. What I mean is that I haven't... I just never really talked about it. I vented. Of course I vented. We work in a shitty gas station. Of course I vented. It's what we do. We deal with shitty customers and we vent. But I haven't really talked about it because... I don't know. My dad is super traditional. Just so very traditional. Which basically means he's a vampiric stereotype. It's Dracula, only... You know, more annoying. But I'm not traditional. I've never been traditional. Even before I died, I was not traditional. Of course, when I was turned, I didn't get a choice. He didn't ask me. He just did what he wanted. And that is what he always does. That is always, always the way with him. His way or the highway. But that isn't even true, because it's not his way or the highway, it's just his way. And if you try to do it another way, it's just, no, that's not happening. You're not allowed. That's... Oh, this is just so... He just makes me so angry, so angry. I'm just... Customer service smile. Customer service fuck off. And I'm really lucky that we don't have any customers at the moment, because that would be a write-up. That would be a write-up. I just wish he would leave me alone. I just wish that he would just not. I know he's disappointed in me. I know I don't live up to his lofty expectations. I know that I am not what he wants in a daughter, but he just won't stop. He doesn't ever stop. He just keeps trying to nag me into being who he wants me to be, and I'm never going to be that. It's just... I just don't care. I just don't care about any of the vampiric shit. I don't give a shit what they say about me. I know they talk shit about me, but I don't give a damn because they are just stuck up. They are. This is. Sorry, it's just... It's not that I hate being a vampire. I mean, I did... for a long time, but I got over that. I did. Because it's not being a vampire I hate, it's just everything that comes with it. It's the bullshit. And there is so much bullshit, and that bullshit is starched. Starched. It's the clothes. They starch the clothes, and they're so uncomfortable, and they're itchy, and they're so formal, there is no chill, and it's... ugh, I just hate it. And I hate the parties, and I hate the being snobby, and I hate the whole preying on humans, because that is... I mean, they were once human. They were human, and they just... oh, they drive me crazy. And I was miserable trying to live that life, that unlife. That unlife, because I'm undead, it's just... I hated it. And I thought I hated being a vampire because I was unhappy. I was miserable. I was just so emo. Just so exceedingly emo. And I hated it. But my dad loved me then. He was proud of me because I was what he wanted me to be. But he is thoroughly disappointed now. And I have never been happier. I am so... happy. I mean, I'm not when he's around, but when he's not around, I'm just happy. I don't even have to do a customer service smile. It's a real smile! It's just, I don't know what he wants from me. Yes, I do. I do know what he wants from me, but it's not going to happen because I like my life. I like my shitty apartment. I like my shitty job. I like my shitty love life. I like that I have a crush on a mortal who's not you. So that last bit, that made it sound like it's not you, but it sounded like it was you because it sounded like I panicked and said that, but I didn't panic and I did. This is not a smooth recovery. This would really piss off my dad because I'm meant to be smooth. I'm meant to be seductive. I'm meant to be vampiric and I'm not. Hey, would you like me to be vampiric? Because I could, and this is not me trying to distract you, because I have no reason to distract you. So I'm going to be a vampire. I'm going to be smooth. I'm going to be who my father wants me to be, just for show, not actually, because I am not starching my uniform. I don't iron my uniform, yet alone starch it. This t-shirt has never seen an iron, never ever seen an iron, and it is just... so comfortable. It's so nice. And my dad hated it. He took every wrinkle, every crease, just so personally. It was... So I'm going to be vampiric. Just give me a minute. I need to swap my apron to a black one. Because vampires only wear black, with accents of red and white in jewel tones. Because it shows off our beautifully pale skin. Actually, before I do the whole vampire thing, do you think I should fake tan? Because there's an offer on, and I mean, I know that fake tan is going to be so dodgy, just so awful. It would be a bad idea. It would be a really bad idea. But it's so cheap. It's so cheap. And listen to the mortal. The mortal knows better. The mortal knows better. So I was just looking around for my dad. I was just expecting him to jump out and see. If he ever heard me say that, if he ever heard me say those words, he would not be happy. And okay, I'm going to vamp. I have to put my hair down. I have to limber up. Just give me a second. It's been a while. I can totally do this.
Oh, I don't want to.
I feel so stupid when I do it, because it is stupid. It's so, so dumb. It's all... Greetings, mortal. Oh, that was bad. I am so out of practice. Oh, vampires do not giggle, so I need to stop giggling. Sorry. Okay. Also, vampires do not apologize, and especially not to mortals, because mortals are prey. Mortals are dinner. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to vamp when I'm around you, because I don't want you to think that I am like that. Bum. Also, vampires don't say bum. They say, actually, they don't say anything, because they don't curse. They don't swear. They don't say fuck or shit or bollocks. They just smolder, but without the fire, because we don't like fire, because we're flammable. Just okay, give me a second. I can do this. I did this for hundreds of years. I can do this. I can be a vampire, a sexy, mysterious, seductive. Oh no. I think I've forgotten how to do it. I have forgotten how to do it. I cannot vampire. I know what to do. Could you just come over just for a second? Just a little bit. Let me just look at you. Okay. No, that's it. I just wanted to look. And now I'm going to vamp. I know what I need to do. I mean, I know what else I need to do. I need to do the swoop. I need to do the vampire swoop, because it is a classic vampire move. Get ready. This is going to be good. This is going to be sexy and mysterious, and you're going to be like, ooh, and I'm going to be like, ooh. No, I'm not, because I'm a vampire being a vampire, and that is not on the menu. What is on the menu is you, because you are dinner. Dinner. Okay, so that's the attitude. Okay, I'm going to sweep. Ow! I pulled a muscle in my neck. That hurts. Ow. I tried to sweep and it hurts. It hurts. Ow. Ah! I can't turn my head. Are you laughing at me? I mean, I know you are, but could you say that you're not? You are. Oh, bum! Okay, it's okay. Just let me work out the kinks. Ow. Okay, no swooping. Just vampiring. I am a smoldy vampire. I am so bad at this. I am a disappointment, and I am so happy that I am. This is... All right, I might be overstating it slightly. I mean, I'm not unhappy that I'm a disappointment. It's just I can actually vampire, although I did just pull a muscle trying to swoop. Oh no. I might have to go to the gym. I might have to exercise. I might have to exercise. Oh, this is all my dad's fault. I hate exercise. Okay, it's gone. Ow, it's not. Okay, no swooping. We're just going to smolder and seduce. I mean, not that I want to seduce you. I just want to show you that I can vamp. So I'm going to vamp. Hello. Oh no. Okay, not that. Hello. I sound like I want to sell you a car. That. This is embarrassing. This is very. Don't giggle. Just vamp. Do you find this funny? I can do this. I can vamp. I can. I don't want to, but I want to because I'm not going to say that. Okay. It's difficult. It's difficult to focus around you because I am focused on you. And it's hard to divert my attention. Because you always have my attention. Everything about you is, I don't know. And that was such a good start. That was so good. I totally had you. You were all like, ooh. And I was like, ooh. I didn't say it out loud because I was too busy being, I'm a vampire and... Okay, let's try again. Let's just try again. I did this for hundreds of years and now I can't even do it for 60 seconds. This is just... Perfect. I like that it's so difficult for me to be that person, to be that miserable, unhappy, just tormented vampire. This is so much better. Mostly because of you. You are the one, you are the reason, you are everything. You are my reason for coming to work. I don't hold any affection for this gas station. I don't enjoy my job. I enjoy my time with you, and this is kind of vampy. Yeah, I mean that was just vampire stuff. That was just me. Can I not even fang now? Can I not fang? Does that look as stupid as it feels? It does. That's almost there. I can't fang. I mean, I have fangs, but I can't do the... What have you done to me? You have turned me into this happy vampire. You. It's not you. What? No, I don't have a crush on you. That's ridiculous. And I'm going to go in the back and have a nap. Do I want company? No. Oh, no. No. Vampires don't blush. That's fake tan. I tried the fake tan, and it's very blotchy. Could you not smile at me like that? Because that's quite a predatory smile. I mean, it's not good. It's not attractive. What? No. I wouldn't like to get a glass of blood after work because it'll be daylight. This is not good. No, it's not. This is not good. You're enjoying this. I don't like it. I'm a vampire and I can't even fang. Ooh, I know what to do. I'll pretend to be a cat. If I'm a cat, I'll go, yes, that's it. I sound like an asthmatic cat. I'm gonna go have a nap. And yes, I would love to. No, I would like. I would marginally like. I would love to get a glass of blood with you. Not your blood. I mean, no. No. This. Oh no! I'm making sounds. I'm making embarrassing sounds. This is. Oh no! I am blushing. It's fake tan. It's not fake tan. I'm blushing. You're making me blush and making me make noises. And I am going to go and have a nap. And by have a nap, I mean I'm going to lock myself in the freezer and just remember that I'm a corpse, and that corpses do not blush. You like the blush? Oh. Nope.
Shut up.
Shut up. Oh no. That's annoying. That's so annoying. That's my dad. That is my dad just glaring at us because he's creepy and just give me a second. I'm not doing it properly, and this is just embarrassing, and he's probably just getting more annoyed. Don't worry, it's fine. He can't come in. I barred him, and he needs an invitation because he's traditional. He can't come in, can you, Dad? Bleh. Did I just stick my tongue out and go bleh? I did. Yeah, this is... Oh, bollocks. You know what? I would love to go for a glass of blood with you. I have a crush on you. I have a massive crush on you. And I'm not just saying this because my dad's there just listening to every word. I mean, I am, but I'm also saying it because I've been hiding it, and I think I'm in love with you. I think I am, but I'm not sure because I haven't felt love in a very, very long time, but you make me make noises. And I don't mean the noises that my dad makes me make, which are just noises of frustration and hate. You make me... That. And would you like to maybe go on a date? I mean, if this isn't a date. If this is a date, yes. Yes. If it's not a date, would you like to go on a date? Ooh, a customer! Hello! Oh, what? Oh no, that wasn't a customer service smile. That was a actual smile. Because I'm happy. Yes. So, how can I help you? Oreos? Oh, for fuck's sake.